Hello and welcome to part two of the revision podcasts for planning and public policy for festivals and events. After looking at different types of different areas of policy and its their relationships with festivals and events, we started looking at government agencies, organisations which exist to, well, you know, work on behalf of those festivals and events, but also to represent the priorities of governments and government agencies, government departments. So, for example, we looked at agencies' role in carrying out research, in funding projects, maybe managing projects themselves, that kind of thing. We came around to the idea of facilitation, facilitating projects, perhaps, enabling festivals and events and their management to carry out their job. This might be to do with, you know, making different projects possible, bringing together networks, that kind of thing. Now, some of the examples we used, which included Festivals Edinburgh and the Arts Council of England, they are looking at working on behalf of kind of the sector. So Arts Council England has all these different organisations and companies that it funds, many of them working in the realm of festivals and events. And we saw that it is suffering from funding cutbacks thanks to the government down in London. So it's having to prioritise in terms of what it does with the funds that it has available to it. Now, Festivals Edinburgh, although not a publicly funded agency and, you know, not really an agency in some definitions, does, however, carry out the same kind of work. It's there doing advocacy work, it's there taking the lead on research in particular projects and that sort of thing. Now, Creative Scotland is another one we looked at. Again, they're having to define what they do and what they are. They're a relatively new organisation. Now, we were visited by Joanne from Events Scotland, and she talked through the rationale for their existence. She talked about what projects they get involved in and what their priorities are. So it's worth thinking, what are the key priorities of these different organisations? Particularly, you might say, as funding is less and less available. They're having to prioritise and work out what it is they're there to try and do. Now, in a European dimension, we looked at the European Capital of Culture. Opportunities here for many, many different cities to use this project and to try and achieve whatever those local priorities are, to try and work out exactly who's going to benefit, who could make the most of this opportunity. So we had a look at some case studies. Both me in the lecture and you in the seminars did some research, plenty of information available through WebCT. Now, in the final few weeks, we looked at things like collaboration and competition. So on the competition side, for example, what is it that inspires different cities and cultures and a country to bid to host major events? What do they think they're going to be able to achieve? What are some of the problems that they might encounter along the way? Now, it's quite topical at the moment because we've just had the decision on various FIFA football World Cups in the next few years. But we saw that they're having to operate within the rules set down by whichever organisation owns that event. So in terms of the overall module, I'd say we've covered this topic from a variety of different perspectives. We've looked at it from a theoretical side, we've looked at the organisations involved, and we've tried to see, well, how does all this fit together? Now, when it comes to the exam questions, you may well be asked to look at these topics in combination, you know, to use the information available to you to put together an answer to, you know, whatever question it might be. So be creative. When you're putting together your answers, you know, structure them in such a way that enables you to bring in material to support the arguments that you are making. And, you know, use evidence where you can, whether it's quoted from authors or if it's examples that you're aware of and that you've researched. I wish you well, and you know where I am on email if you have questions.